What's going on, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the C-List Villains Podcast, your cultivators of the comic culture. I'm your host, Eban, along with my co-host, Red, and my other co-host, Luke.
He's got a light beater on.
Which he literally just logged on right now during the intro. And, of course, and I will say, friend of the show and special guest host for tonight of the C-List Villains, Mr. John Jang. What's going on, John?
Yo, what's up, everybody? How's it going? Woo-hoo! How's it going?
We are ready to rock,
handsome
baby.
Man,
look at that.
Handsome man.
I love it. We're going to highlight John because
we're all getting dressed up for each other.
We are.
I feel like I'm a little bit underdressed.
See, Luke's the only one really feeling the heat a bit in this nation. Like out here in the Bay, like John and I, we're still in sweaters. Everyone else is in wife beaters and in t-shirts. It's crazy.
You hear about record heat being recorded around the nation and everything like that, and us in the Bay Area, like, it's kind of chilly.
We're like, why is everyone else experiencing summer and we don't?
Which is fine.
Which is fine. Like, we hear everyone is cooking, and out here in the Bay, we have like a natural air conditioner like going on all day. It's fantastic. See, here's the thing. Recently, I was in Puerto Vallarta. I was in Mexico last week.
Fancy.
It wasn't fancy part of Mexico, but it was nice. But it was hot and humid. It was like 89 degrees consistently and like high humid with. And we even had like a hurricane warning come by. Like it was kind of crazy for us to hear. And then we look at our phones and we're like, record heat happening around the nation. And then while we're there, we're like, well, let's take a look at San Francisco. We're like, okay, no, we're fine. We're good.
Yeah. I was in Dallas recently, and you know how like you're like in Phoenix. And like I said, there's the dry heat of Phoenix. There's the wet heat of Houston. And Dallas seemed to be kind of like that mix of both, where it was kind of like a blowtorch at times, and then it was like wet at
other times. It's weird. It's unbearable. I hate it.
How
hot
is it?
That sounds gross.
And you're in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. Like, you're supposed to experience a little bit more humidity than us down here, yeah?
It's dry. It's like the air is dry, though. It doesn't get too humid because it doesn't get hot enough to get humid.
See, it's I would rather deal with the Arizona dry heat than humidity.
Day,
yeah.
Day.
Yeah. It's hot. Oh, but it's a dry heat. Like my cousin got married in the middle of July in an outdoor wedding in Arizona, but it was hot and crispy. Whereas like 90 degrees by the coastline and humidity, it's like you walk out and immediately you're sweating. It's gross.
I kind of like, people don't know, like people like, how do you describe wet heat and dry heat? Have you ever like at a hot tub or something that just like stood over it and the water's just like blazing up at you? That's like a humidity.
Yes.
And then when you're like standing behind a bus, and that when the bus starts, like those old time buses, and that blast of heat, that's the dry heat right there.
Oh, exactly. That's a great analogy right there.
On the Vegas Strip, like during the middle of summer.
Where yeah,
you get the funk and the steam.
Yep.
All right. Well, before we get started, I want to say what's up to the chat. We have some people out in the chat hanging out with us. What up, Nerdly Nerds? K-pop Junkie in the house. What's going
hey.
On, Katie? Dr. Von Hoots Comics from the Spiral Dimension. One of the greatest names. Hootie hoo. Evening, all. It's already tomorrow for Dr. Van Hoot. He's on the other side of the pond. Like he's legit. Like he wants to hang out over here.
What's up, Doc?
Herbs, hi all. What's going on, Herbs? Thanks for coming by. Remy Q, baby.
Remy's
in the house. Hella Filipino time coming from Jumpman 209. Yeah. Hey, look, we say 8, you know, we really mean like 8:10. That's kind of how it goes. Slumboards, he is here. Slumboards is hanging out. What's up?
What's up, Luther?
Three good nerds, 3GN. I hope everyone's having a great night. We are having a great night just because you're hanging out with us, 3GN. I love it. Who else is in the house? Who else came in? Who else? Dagger Comics, he's up in here. What up?
I gotta say that we can't. We got to make sure we don't ignore folks. We always seem to kind of like be enthralled in our own like voices and so that, and we forget that people are like trying to get a word in edgewise.
I like how he's like we, because he's a part of the podcast. He's producing the podcast accordingly. Norton Red's in the house saying what's up to everyone. Adrian Panda's in the house already with the hashtag.
What's up, Panda?
Gang, hold on to that one right there, you guys. Yeah, there's something coming up, and I think you guys are going to want to be a part of it. Let's see. That's it. That's everyone. So what's going on, John, man? You're busy, dude. You are extremely busy. In the last 2 days, you announced two covers.
Yes. Yeah. I guess, passage of major chunks of stuff in my life, I'm like, I'm going to get past this, and then things are going to calm down and things like that, and, you know, get back to a more healthy semblance of life. But
I figure once our basketball chat dies down or it's quiet, that you're keeping your head down on the desk. So I was like, all right,
that was therapy for me for a bit. I was, you know, letting out my aggression.
I know that season. I know.
Yeah. Yeah. We were lucky. Well, see, John's a Golden State Warriors fan, and going through the playoffs, you're like, oh my god, are we gonna pull it off? Oh god, yes. Oh no, wait, I'm fucker. I can only imagine the heat.
We're spoiled. We're spoiled. That's the thing.
Anyway, what do you think of the pickup of 133-year-old Chris Paul for Jordan Poole?
Again,
oh god,
turnover to assist ratios, that's what we're looking for.
Okay. He is seasoned, you know, CP3 seasoned at least, but
32 years old,
but it's such a trip. Look, Katie's hanging and eating and lurking. Look, Dagger in here, go Raps. All right, look, let's be honest, the main reason why the Raptors even beat the Dubs was because we were out Clay and Durant. Like, let's be honest, that they did good.
Yes. You know, you got to give it to them. You know, the circumstances are part of the game.
Yeah, exactly. But one All Star and rest of role players, which we'll give it to the Raptors on that one.
Yeah. So, John, yesterday you announced Something's Killing the Children, number 32. This, as soon as I saw this cover, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is gorgeous, dude. What can you tell us about this? Is this Jessica? Oh, I'm sorry. Is this Erica, or are we getting an NDA face for this one?
I don't want to ruin it, but you have to read it. And
okay.
There's a twist for sure.
Okay, because this came out absolutely gorgeous. Now,
I want that mat, like, not a variation. I want that mat. That is right. So cool.
Right, with it actually coming out.
The bangs look real.
Yes.
It was tough. It was tough to kind of paint that to look, you know, because I think everyone's, you know, again, it just gets kind of jumbled and kind of teeth overlapping each other. So I'm glad it worked out.
And then today, you know, yesterday you dropped that one. I'm like, oh my god, that's freaking gorgeous. I absolutely love that. And then today you dropped this one. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what is going on? Like, back to back, 32 and 34 for Something's Killing the Children. This is an absolutely gorgeous cover also. Where's 33, John? John didn't pick up the phone that day.
I have to do full NDA expression now. Not
just
face.
NDA face.
Well, when can you tell us a little bit about them? When are they dropping? How much are they going for? Do you know? Do you have the details on that?
They are live right now at the Rated Comics site. So I know that yesterday there was a delay on number 32. I think, you know, they just like to torture people. They're both live now. So if you guys want, you know, head on out, snag them. And I think there's going to be a major allocation of those for a con coming up as well, too. So it's going to be kind of a pseudo con exclusive as well.
Which do you know what site again this is?
Rated Comics.
Rated Comics. Yeah,
ratedcomics.com.
Oh my god, you guys hit on over Rated Comics right now, because I'm about to buy every single one of these and no one's going to have a chance to buy them.
I call shenanigans on that.
anytime John posts something like, look, another drop, like, I'm buying all of them. Fuck you. Fuck everyone. These are all mine right here. Look at Norn Rad thinks that they're nice. Ooh, she's turning. We don't know, man. We don't know. I know you're in Black Mask. So we'll see what happens with that one right there. Let's get into some comic book news and stuff right quick. So
yeah, let's do it.
Did you guys hear about Wolverine and the new outfit that he's going to be wearing in Deadpool? Have you guys seen this image yet?
Yeah, it's his pajamas.
It's what did you expect? Yellow spandex? Like that one line from Cyclops in the very first movie. And look, we're getting yellow, not spandex, but we're getting a yellow suit. We're getting the ketchup and mustard right here. What do you guys, how do you guys feel about this? Like, how do you guys feel about actually getting like a almost a comic book accurate suit for Wolverine in the next movie, John?
Let me just say, there's a lot of stuff going on. As you know, the Deadpool series of movies likes to break that fourth plane and things like that, right? And it's like, you know, I don't want to say too much because I don't want to land myself into any like sort of like hot water, but you can see a destroyed logo in some of the shots and anything like that. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, clearly something's going on. And obviously, you know, Deadpool and the movies and things like that, they're being satirical and irreverent to each other. And, you know, obviously they're bright ass yellow. So yeah, it's, I think it's meant to be a little tongue in cheek how bright that yellow is and stuff like that. But I think it's great. It's a nod to, you know, the 90s X-Men cartoon that we all know and love. I don't know, there's a promo image that came out earlier this week too, and everyone's like, that's still not the 90s Wolverine cartoon outfit. And then we saw these images and people are like, their brains are melting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting like some pretty positive vibes from this one. Red, what about you, dude? What do you think about the ketchup and mustard?
Well, I think that what I read was people didn't like it with the sleeves. But the reason there's sleeves is that Hugh had recently had skin cancer, so he had to cover up.
Did he really?
Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But didn't he have skin? Wasn't that taken from his face?
Well, your whole skin is an organ, so whether your face or wherever else that's hidden by clothes, whatever sunshine hits, it's still gonna get skin cancer.
That's true. Luke, what about you? What do you think about the Wolverine 90s outfit?
Did you
see that even finally, on the top of the claws is like where the claws deploy?
The little ridge details.
Oh
wait, finally. I didn't see that. Oh yeah, right there. Dude, this is like 90s.
Now, we haven't seen the fins. We haven't seen the mask on, but at least we got the yellow and blue. Finally.
What, you didn't like it when it came out of his hands, like right here? You know,
the leathers. The leathers.
I just gotta say, drawing that mask enough times, I'm curious. Obviously, they may not care to make say, hey, this is going to work cinematically and in real life, I guess. But I'll be curious to see how that looks. Like, if it's intentionally like, that just looks bad. And they're like, we know it looks bad sort of thing. Or are they going to make an attempt to be like, we're going to try to make this work? Because that's tough. It's a funny looking like headgear thing.
Yeah, when you watch it cinematically, like you said, certain things work and certain things don't. I'm actually quite happy that. Like, how I'm do you happy make that the. Go ahead.
How do you make this work right here?
Well, I think.
Do it again.
First of all, Red, those are sick. Where did you get those?
I bought them from one of our friends. I think it was Brigante.
God, you're nice. Such a nerd. Look at
are
you.
Are those the real sharp ones?
No, but they're pointy.
If you got impaled by those, it would hurt.
Yeah, they would. It would.
I'm pretty sure it would.
Yeah.
It has to. Yeah, you know what? I don't know how the mask is going to work cinematically, but Deadpool's mask works cinematically, right? And though they are different, there was a really good translation. Like, you see his mask, it looks like Rob Liefeld's design, which is what I admire Ryan Reynolds doing. He kept the design, but does that same design work for the camera? Like you said, I'm curious. I'm curious to see if they can pull it off.
The thing about Wolverine's mask is that these wings come out, and when you draw it, one way to get around making it look weird is that you make it look longer. But in real life, if you make it look longer, this thing is out to here. Yeah. It makes his head look gigantic, right?
It'll look ridiculous.
And if you sweep it too far back, it looks like wings and things like that. Yeah. And it's strange.
Remember Sam Keith's version on the, I guess,
yeah. Cool. It was like fucking like curl at the ends and
everything. It was super wide, yeah.
Yeah, but then the original was like just a triangle. Like it just pointed up to here.
Yeah.
Bat ears.
I'm curious if they're gonna do the very short like Wolverine mask, and then with the whiskers on the bottom of the mask too.
The very original from Hulk 181, where it looks like it has a curve like this, like eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that was on the yellow suit for a little while.
Oh yeah, it was. Or they're gonna copy the Michigan Wolverine mascot.
Dr. Von Hoot, the mask will look amazing. They have the best costume designers on the planet. They will make it work. It sounds like a lot of hope. It sounds that sounds like a whole lot of hope, and I admire it, DVH, man. Like, yes, it will look good.
You know, like when you throw your pennies into the fountain and things like that? That's like... Yeah, this is gonna work. but I also love it. It's a lot of nerd love, and we, you know, we're letting that fuel us.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of
gonna come out with something disappointing.
What was that?
I don't think Ryan Reynolds is gonna come out with anything disappointing.
See, and I'm worried about it because like he's filming this during the writer's strike, and I know like I've read online like a lot of this stuff has already been written, but it's at the same time it just I guess there's something about ad-libbing and he has to stick to the script. Like something's really weird about it. I don't understand it, but I'm afraid that because he's doing this during the writer's strike, any kind of rewrites that need to happen, it's gonna, I have a feeling that it will only go through him, and I just don't want him to mess up a good product. He's done good so far, but I just don't want it to be ruined.
I think from what I hear and stuff like that, is it a multi-universal sort of thing? I don't know. But then the other thing too is that I think because they're able to break that plane and everything like that, they're like, if this edit, so basically what they're doing is during the strike, we're gonna shoot as much as we can, you know, because they probably have a ton of stuff to do, and they're just gonna do as much as they can. And if they need any sort of like ad-libbing or any editing and all stuff, they'll break that plane and be like, this makes sense. You know what I mean? It's, I guess.
Here's my question.
Again, I'm throwing my pennies.
What I'm going to wonder is how many times he's going to mention the writer strike during the movie. Like, I have a feeling that he's going to end up doing that. Like, all right, sorry, guys, this is writer strike stuff. Don't mind this part, you know, or some shit like that. Like, and it'll work. And like, he'll find a way to make it work. So, so we'll see what happens. I can't wait for Deadpool. It sounds like it's going to be a fun ride when it happens.
What if he filmed it as a musical? Or they don't film any talking at all. They'll just dub it later.
Can you see how bad that is? Like they're talking like they're regular lines, and then they dub themselves.
like those Kung Fu movies.
I imagine this strike was known to be coming, and they were like, "Please write as much as you can."
Yeah.
Do what you can now.
The actor strike is about to be impending as well.
That's another one too. And then for us comic book nerds and Amazon Prime, like UPS is going to go on strike. There's a whole lot of striking going on around the nation.
No, there's a lot of striking because there's a lot of freaking rich billionaires not sharing.
And it's hot. Apparently it's because it's hot too. There's a lot of heat going on. Not here in the Bay. Come to the Bay. It's not hot over here. Go ahead.
What it is is that there's a lot of nuances and things like that, which will lead into, I think, to one of our topics, such as AI and things like that, that are, you know, having to rewrite the rules of the game a little bit, and people have to, before it gets too late, I think they have to take account of all of that.
I think with AI, it should be used as a tool and not as a replacement. And I'm afraid that that's the direction we're going to be going, switching over to AI, right? I just, if I see an artist using AI, but they have their own art along with it, I can see that being used as a tool. I'm good with that. But I don't like to see that as a replacement for artists themselves. And that's what I understand with a lot of people. But like, if you're writing something and you're kind of stuck and you kind of want it to be a little bit more cohesive and you ask AI to kind of take a look at it, get the ideas from what AI gave you, but still make it your own, you know? And I don't want people to use that as a replacement. That's something that you and I are going to have to teach our kids, you know, like use it as a tool, not as a replacement.
Well, do you think that they'll start using AI to shoot commercials and ads, advertising? That way they don't have to pay actors and models anymore.
Are we getting into that topic right now?
Just a what if, right? Yeah. What are your thoughts, John?
I guess I'm going to be very careful about some of the things that I say and some of that. But I fundamentally don't agree with using it wholly and things like that. But if we're going to talk about it, like let's talk about. Let's play devil's advocate, right? And
sure.
All of the things. And I, you know, going back to what you guys were saying too, I think that there's, and Red, you just asked the question, are people going to use AI fully on commercials and things like that? And I think that I believe at some point in time, they're going to look at the numbers and they're going to be like, if we do it with actors, it's going to cost this much. If we do it with, you know, artists and craftspeople and all of these things, it's going to cost this much. But if we do it with AI, it's going to cost this much, which is X amounts cheaper. Then I think that it's going to be a no-brainer for those folks. And I think it's, like I said, it's Pandora's out of the box at this point, and that sort of thing. And it's unfortunate, but I think with anything that we do in art, it's a journey. And I think that it's something that I go on. I share it with you guys, and it's really I guess the idealistic, point of view is that we're all on that journey together. We're all experiencing it together. With AI, you just have that end product, right? You just a couple prompts, and then you get that end product. And where was the enjoyment of being on this, you know, soulful journey together and things like that? And it's not really there. You know what I mean? So it's going to be. But I, as a tool, I can just see that there's advantages to it and major disadvantages, but I also see that, you know, there's a reason why, because, you know, the argument for a lot of folks is like, well, you can't stop progress in science. I get that too, but at the same time, it's kind of like, but, you know, I don't believe that any computer science scientists, a whole group of them, were just sitting down on their own dime and time just developing these things. These were funded to create tools, to create production that was cheaper. You know what I mean? In my opinion.
Yeah.
That is public funding, though, that went to that stuff right there. So we did pay for that.
What's that?
We did pay for that. Just like with the scientific breakthrough in vaccines, we paid for that. And,
right.
Every patent out there that we had money in, it's... all through public money.
All right, so let's go ahead and move on. I definitely want to, it's coming, it's here. How do we use it? How do we not take advantage of people? And I think that's just us as a human race, what we got to do with AI. We'll figure it out, hopefully. Red, so did you watch that Ahsoka trailer yet?
No.
You did? What? No.
I was home.
What about you, Luke? Did you watch it?
Several times.
You know what?
When did this come out?
This came out today.
11 hours ago.
I haven't seen. I don't know anything about it. Red, you want to watch it?
Yeah, let's do it. Let me
watch it. Let's watch it together as a group. Let's see.
Let's take a look.
War is inevitable. One must destroy in order to create. We are no Jedi.
Whoa.
I started hearing whispers of Thrawn's return as heir to the Empire.
What happens when we find Thrawn?
Power. Such as you've never dreamed.
Oh, she's bad.
I've spent most of my life fighting a war. That's why I'm trying to convince you to help me prevent another one.
You and I both know who could help you with this.
She's still just as stubborn as ever.
I bet your master found you difficult at times.
Anakin never got to finish my training. I walked away from him. Just like I walked away from Sabine.
You never made things easy for me. Master.
Yeah!
As a Jedi, sometimes you have to make the decision no one else can. But I'm counting on you to see this through.
Oh, shit.
Sometimes we have to do what's right, regardless of our personal feelings.
Is that Ezra?
Buckle up.
If we don't stop Thrawn, everything will be in vain.
You have no power.
Anakin spoke highly of you.
I'm not here to discuss my past.
We have a lot of work to do.
Once a rebel, always a rebel.
What the hell? Okay, that actually looks super dope. That actually looks really, really cool. Yeah. I don't think I've been excited for a Star Wars TV show in a couple of years. Is Thrawn Elon Musk? You know what? Thrawn kind of looked like Data to me. Like, he looked a combination of, like...
voice actor. They actually used the voice actor.
Oh, is it really?
Yes.
So
he totally looks like Elon Musk.
Elon Musk meets Data from Star Trek. That looks super, super dope. Like,
that's awesome.
Okay, all right. Typically we grade these trailers here on the show, and I know we don't have too much time with John because we have some other things to get to, but I need to ask John, on a comic book grading scale, 8.5, 9.92, 4.98. What would you give this based off of this very first viewing? What comic book grade would you give this this modern comic book right here?
Is a 9.7 in play? Is that a thing?
You know what? We'll make it a thing. It's on John. It'll be on John. And yes, we'll make a 9.7 a thing. It's all right. We'll figure it out.
I really loved the Rogue One offshoot.
Oh yeah.
Show.
What was it called? Andor.
Why am I forgetting? Andor. Andor was amazing.
I didn't finish it. Yeah.
Andor was phenomenal. And I kind of feel like this is like a good blend between Andor and like the first season of The Mandalorian.
Ooh.
And then mixing in of the characters and the reminiscence of Rebels, but I don't want to get too excited because I've done that before. I don't want to disappoint myself. And
I don't want it to be too much fan service. You know, I'm hoping that they do it right, just the right amount of Sabine, just the right amount of Rebels, for the Rebels fans.
Well, has there been a Star Wars movie or show that has disappointed you in the past?
Yeah, Boba Fett.
Yeah, Boba Fett was
Mandalorian season 3 was okay. What else? There's some other cartoons that were just all right.
NBA Face.
Yeah, let's not ask John. Let's not ask John that question, because Lucas might be calling back, you know. So you better give this a good comic book grading score. Then. 9.7 is what he said. We're going to go with that. Luke, what would you grade this trailer right here?
I'm going 9.2.
Oh.
Whoa. 9.2. Wait. If you get a 9.2, let me just say, if people get a 9.6, aren't they oftentimes disappointed?
Yes, they want that 9.8. Yeah. But 9.2 is still high grade, very respectable. I'm just reserving a little bit of my excitement.
Gotcha. Yeah, because of the track record, I bet, right?
Yes.
Gotcha. Yep. Red, comic book grade, what do you give it?
9.6.
9.6. I'm going to give it
a 9.8 with personality.
I'm going to give it a 9.4 because I am reserved. But just like, I want to say, The Flash, I want to reserve it for when I actually... Well, no, you know what? We're grading the actual trailer. I am going to get 9.4 for me. 9.4. I'm not going to go back and retract anything. 9.4 is a solid... You know, it's not that great, but it looks pretty awesome. So, look, some scores are coming in.
Is this your pre-Flash grade or post-Flash grade?
Oh, this is the pre-Flash grade. Totally. Okay. Totally. Because I gave... Yeah. Look, some scores are coming in. James on Facebook gives it a 9.0, then changes his mind and wants a 9.6.5. 9.6.5, he says. Wow. I'm going to go with a 9.6.5. There's no 9.7, but there's a 9.6.5. Norn Rad gives it a 9.4. All right, so it looks like it looks pretty good. Now, let me just throw this out there real fast before... Make sure you guys throw in that hashtag JenGang for your chance to win a couple of a chance to win a remarked comic, John?
Yes. This is what we got. Ready to show?
Let's show what we have. What's John
in honor get? In honor of this week's events?
Oh, Deadpool number 3.
So sick.
Oh snap, that looks so sick.
And do we want to show the other one too?
We have another one. What? Oh dude, yes. That Venom 14. That looks so sick. Holy crap. Look, someone's ready to claim Jane Crozier claimed it.
Oh, we got a question from Jumpman here from Rodney. John, are you coming to my wedding?
I'm pretty sure there's a Comic-Con going on that weekend right there, right?
Also, the question is, are you doing anything for the Pacific Rim 10th anniversary?
Mm. Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh, that looks like the ever so notorious NDA face right there.
All this man.
No. John, if you are, can we get an invite? Please. We'll be your press. We'll be your entourage.
All I gotta say is I can't believe it's been 10 years already.
Man, that's so crazy, right? Pacific Rim's been 10 years. And you know what? I loved that movie when it came out. Yes, it wasn't the best. It was the best. I don't care what anyone says.
My 13-year-old son brought it up last week, just randomly. He was like talking about kaiju and like he brought up Pacific Rim, and I was like, wait. I know someone. I got all like really.
It is a truly underrated movie, in my opinion. There's just so much sort of like good rewatchable entertainment value to that movie.
Robots
and giant monsters. I mean,
exactly.
Every time it's on basic cable, I'll watch it. I'll drop everything just to watch that.
Look at that. Venom.
I said this many, many times, like when we were making the movie, everyone was really bitching and moaning about all of their childhood properties getting, you know, killed by various movies. And then, you know, when we were making Pacific Rim, I was like, this is an original property, but it's stuff we know. Giant robots, giant monsters. Everyone's going to go out to see this.
Exactly.
And like, No exactly. one's gone see it.
It was great. The mechanics behind the moving robots, just everything, the whole idea. So we got a question for you from our boy James over on Facebook. Will you be at Fan Expo San Francisco this year? Because that's the one con he's going to.
I will. I'll be there.
John Jang will be at Fan Expo San Francisco, James. And guess who else is going to be there?
We will be revealing some stuff at Fan Expo, too.
Oh, my. Hold on. I need to know. What are we revealing?
That's Thanksgiving weekend, guys.
That is Thanksgiving weekend, but I want to know. John, what are we revealing?
We can't talk about it yet, but we will be revealing some stuff. So, Bay Area folks that are out in and around the San Francisco area, are you guys going to even be around to go to the show? Because it's tough. The whole area is a transient region. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very true.
Plus, it's Black Friday the day before for preview night, and everybody else is going to be shopping that whole weekend.
I'm going for sure. I'm going for sure just because I have my ticket already, and then I'm probably going to go on Sunday to take the kids, but I'm going for sure.
Wait, you're James, going now? You said you weren't going.
Yeah. No. Hold on. We're talking about Fan Expo San Francisco, not Comic Con.
Yes, Fan Expo San Francisco.
Did I say I wasn't going?
I didn't say it's getting awkward.
I'm going.
This is like when a couples fight in front of friends.
I'm going. Dude, I'm going.
In front of the kids.
TVH Pacific Rim is amazing. The sequel, not so much, but the first one is superb. I agree. I believe it's because of Guillermo del Toro. It was his vision that blew it out.
Let me just say that when Gypsy Danger comes out of the water for the first time,
right,
and she slams her wrist, and you can just see it recoil, and the spray of water coming off the giant hull. And all that stuff, we crafted that stuff with such meticulous care, and this is not a knock on any of the movie makers, because I know how it is. We don't understand the circumstances they're in and everything like that, and what direction they're given and things like that. But you know, then in the second movie, they're like jumping and flipping and doing all this stuff. It was a different movie for sure.
Totally. It was really cool. Yeah. James is saying that he loved that film and didn't know that John had anything to do with it. Yes, he was one of the conceptual artists for Pacific Rim when you were working over there at Lucasfilm, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Look at that. And Jade's going and James is going, his daughter's gonna be cosplaying. CTO DJ, I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, but he'll be around at Fan Expo San Francisco, born and raised in SF. The streets don't scare me.
From the streets.
The elbows. I meant Ringo. So, yeah, you guys, remember, throw in that hashtag John J. We're going to be doing a drawing later on tonight. John's doing a couple of remarks, they look pretty dope. Look at that, John's getting
stuff.
You guys get to
see my bald spot while I.
So it's a true to scale drawing of my penis. That's what I was remarking.
All right, so smaller than the tip of that. Don't make it weird, Red.
Just get 3D glasses for it, though.
All right. So every once in a while, Red goes out into the world and he does things for us. So I want to hear back from Red, and I need to hear his report on something. So we're going to move into our segment called Red.
That's pretty dope.
Red, say right, it's super dope, right? See, I think about you, baby. I think about you, baby. That's why.
Weird thing, Raymundo.
I think about you all the time, there, Red. So, Red, do us a favor, man. Last weekend, you went to Stockton Con, and that's an annual event that happens there, close to where you live. How was it? Tell us a little bit about the experience over there. Who did you run into?
Shoot, I went there for a mission, which was to drop off feature for our friends. Tony Fleece and Tony Rodriguez, they were very grateful for the gifts. And unfortunately, Tony Fleece forgot my face, so because I've been growing my hair. But, you know, he remembers us as far as, like, the podcast is concerned. Tony Rodriguez, awesome. Awesome dude. Remembers us. And, you know, also, I asked him what was Tony's size, so he gave me the correct size for Tony, so before I could purchase the shirt.
I saw that. Why didn't you post those pictures? Red actually has a couple of pictures of Tony and Tone rocking the C-List Villains t-shirts, and I thought that was pretty dope.
Yeah. I love those guys.
I'll have to edit that down a bit. Shoot, I didn't really stay long to check it out. It's your really small convention. It was funky, it was hot, it was smelly in there and crowded, and like I got really anti-social.
you got anti-social?
A little bit. Maybe it was the smell. But I swing by Sergeant Slaughter to go just by his table and see what's up, and the rest of the I guess celebrity row. And apparently half of the cast of American Pie was there as well.
What?
They were.
Wait, wow.
Was Shannon Elizabeth there?
No, it was Tara Reid and who else? The one from I guess Angels in the Outfield, the baseball player guy.
Well, of course, Tara Reid was there.
Yeah,
Tara Reid needs the money. She. Well, I shouldn't say that. That's really. I don't know.
She partied a little too hard.
Who's the other lawyer in Better Call Saul?
I don't know. That's you guys. You guys watched that one. Look, Jumpman wants to know: did Sergeant Slaughter get you in the camel clutch? Is that what happened?
Well, he only used plates.
Wait, are you talking about Bob Odenkirk?
No,
not Bob Odenkirk, the other lawyer, the one he was fighting, the one that was partners with his brother.
Oh, Patrick Fabian.
Patrick Fabian, yeah, that guy.
He was there?
He was there.
Howard Hamlin.
Yeah, he was there.
Oh, that's kind of sick, actually.
Well, here's a great question. Howard. Here's a good question right here. Three Good Nerds wants to know, was Stifler's mom there?
No, her star is actually rising because of some kind of show on HBO.
White Lotus.
Yeah, White Lotus. So
is that the mom?
Yeah, she's the single mom, right? The one who lost her husband.
Jen Coolidge.
Jennifer Coolidge.
She is still looks great.
She does.
E-Man, your audio
the first set out. Season. 1, 2, 1, 2.
There you go. There, that's it.
All right. I watched the first season of The White Lotus, and it was a good show, but I fucking hated everyone on that show. I'm like, oh my god,
I think you're meant to though.
Yeah.
But like, good though. The guy who ran the White Lotus. Like, I hated him the most, but like, I liked to hate him. Like, I wanted to hate him, right? But everyone else, I'm like, you all suck. Like, every single one of you humans are just terrible, you know.
Though Rhonda didn't tell him, he wasn't there at the table, so I couldn't quote him.
So no Stifler, no Stifler's mom. No. Darn. That sucks. So overall, Red, like, you know, did you have an agenda going into Stockton Con?
Other than dropping off the gifts for our friends? No. Just to look
around. He's going to propose to Tara Reid.
I was waiting for that part.
How close is Stockton to Sacramento?
45 minutes.
Not too far away, right?
No, not at all.
But he lives in a town, like, literally the next town over. Like, he lives, like, 20 minutes from the venue.
I just got to say that, you know, speaking of, you know, Bay Area cons and things like that, like, when I did that short box show, crap, there was a lot of people from Sacramento area. They came out in force.
Oh yeah, like A1 Comics came, a couple A1, of other comics. Yeah. A1's A1. Big too.
Well, she did a great job as far as like getting the word out for people that attend the con. And there was like limited tickets on that as well.
Yeah. And it's a trip because I was wondering about that because it looked like not too many people went, but they're saying that they sold out. They actually sold out of all of the tickets that they had allocated.
What show are we talking about?
Short Box.
Oh yeah, Short Box was like phenomenal for me. Like I had no idea what to expect for a one day show. And like, you know, we're there and I'm sorry, the Maria Wolf was next to me.
Oh yeah.
And,
yeah,
I love her stuff. And she had like this like, you know, gaggle of people. And at first I was like, you know, this this might not be going well. And then the graders brought a gaggle of people for me over, and we just had a gaggle of people all like day long, which was like
a whole orgy of people there.
It was, it was. And they were right next to Bird City Comics. So it was like those three, like back to back to back, like on a little row, like that whole area. And they were like towards the front of the, they were towards the entrance.
They really featured us.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really, really cool. I was like, I was so happy for you, John, because there was so many people there. Do you have this? Do you have that? Oh, I want to come back. I want to get that print. You have that Miles print. Everyone was asking for that Miles print. And I'm so happy that there was as many people there at your guys' table as there was.
I don't know if John did that on purpose, but I see on his top left, on his left shoulder, is boobs. So like,
only for you, Rich. I put that up and I was like, only one person is gonna notice that, and it's gonna be Red. Or only one person is gonna mention that, and that's Red.
It's gonna be Red. All right,
the details.
Let's go ahead and do that. That drawing, you guys. We have 11 people entered. Go ahead and put in the hashtag Jane Gang, you guys.
Go ahead and do that,
because look, this is, you have a chance to win,
dude.
An original remark,
dude.
That's hot.
Hold on, let me sign into my fake account and hashtag this real fast.
You're killing me, John.
Bay that Area so Bruiser Bites. Let me see the other one. Oh, hell, John.
Come on.
That's
dude. A $200 comic.
Those That's are
a $200 sick. Comic right there.
Claim.
Those are both $200 comics.
Remind me. I'm not eligible to play.
Damn! Thanks, Dad.
How many people do we have eligible right now?
We have 16 people. There's 11 people who have entered. I'm gonna leave it up for just another minute or so.
Wow, those are some good odds in my opinion.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? We have one guest out here that I know for a fact is overseas, and if that's, I'll pay for it. Like I'll pay to send. If that person wins, I'll pay for the international.
Yeah, especially if that person is related to you.
No. There's none of these humans here are related to me. Hold on. Oh, what's up, Herbs? No one's related to me. All right, we're gonna leave it up for just another second. So before we run this real fast, John, can you tell us a little about your San Diego Comic-Con appearance?
Yeah, pretty much the same as always every year. I will be at booth 1803 starting on preview night next Wednesday night, dropping a bunch of exclusives with a few different shops and things like that. No G.I. Joe signing this year, but a bunch of Whatnot shows and all of those things are going to be going on throughout the weekend and things like that. So a good opportunity to kind of, you know, stop and by, see me out on the West Coast, because I know we don't have a tremendous amount of shows out here, and, you know, just have a blast, you know, in terms of, you know, pop culture and things like that. This is it. This is Mecca. So yeah. You guys can make it out, you know, come on by, say hello, 1803, right by the B doors. Okay.
Got it. Now remember, you guys, I know you guys are gonna be there, and I'm super jealous. I'm not gonna be able to be there. Let John work. We can't take up all of his time. But if I should, but
give him a bath break. I mean, I'm gonna feed the guy when I'm there.
Yeah, that's right.
Red is like an amazing like one man pit crew.
He is. You want Red on your team always.
You do. You do.
The guys at Quinto Comics. And then our boys at Capsule,
Comic Capsule. Yeah, that's it. All right, you guys, I'm about to do this right here. We have 14 entries. We are going to do this two times, so you do have a chance. So
give it another 30 seconds to get that hashtag.
We're gonna leave it another 30 seconds. Two people are going to win one tonight. You have some amazing odds in winning a couple of fantastic remarks from 19. John.
What do the fans want to give away first?
30 seconds.
Oh yeah, yeah. What do we want to give away first? Do we want the Deadpool or do we want the Venom first? You guys
start with the Venom and then the Deadpools.
Hey, guess who showed up?
all time.
Oh my God! What? What's up, Maria? look, Maria. Even Maria Wolf has a chance to win. Put in the hashtag Jane Gang. Put in the hashtag Jane Gang in the chat right now for your chance.
We're running the giveaway with that hashtag, so you got to put that in. And make sure to like and follow our YouTube. Ever.
Oh my God, dude! So I talked to Maria. Actually, I interviewed her at Shortbox. She was super fun. I was messing with her too, you know. She did a remark for me on her cover of Kaiju, and I was like, what? I was like, what did I ask her? I was like, what are the most common ones that people ask for? She's like, you know, it's certain dinosaurs. I was like, oh, I want a Godzilla. She's like, I got you, I'll do a Godzilla. So I have her Kaiju book remarked by Maria, and it's a big old Godzilla on it. I freaking love it. She's so awesome.
She is a killer artist too.
Her right there, amazing. Right there. James actually loves you, Maria. I just want you to know that he just best Moon Knight cover for number 25. It's on his phone. Okay, look, let's not be so stalker now. Okay, James, come on now.
I want to party with you.
All right, drawing number one is for the Deadpool. Are we going to do the Deadpool? Okay, so number one is the Deadpool right here. I'm going to run it right now on three.
Let's do a test run and then
the action. We're not doing a test run. This is not a test run. Nope, that's it. All right. 3, 2, 1, draw. All right, who's going to get this one? Oh, shit.
Remy.
Remy, I know what Remy did, though. Remy came in and he dipped out, but it's all right. Remy Q went ahead and won the Deadpool. That is number one. Congratulations out to Remy. Wow. That's my boy. You know, it's cool. He's half Chamorro, so I'm like, all right, that's cool. I like it. I love it. Look at Remy. Remy's like, wait, what? Remy's like, what?
All right, we got one more, baby. One more.
Look at that. Jumpman rigged. All right. Now, look, this is for the Venom. This is for the Venom right here. Hold on. Let me reset it right here. Let me go ahead and reset it.
What are you looking up?
Hey, you guys, this is for the next one right here. Put in that hashtag, you guys, hashtag Jane Gang, because we have this second one coming up.
Sick Venom.
God. Oh, so you have to do the whole thing over again. Okay.
Yeah, I have to do it all once, more than once.
Is the last person eligible again?
So if you won the first one, you're not eligible to win the second one? Is that what it is?
Okay? All right. So Remy has been disqualified.
Yeah.
Since he's already qualified for the first one. All right. Running Remy's the drawing like, on 3, 2, 1. Good luck.
Let's go.
Let's go. Man, Remy came up on that Deadpool. Fucking A. Mike Robbins.
Mike.
On Facebook too. So Mike, thanks so much for hanging out. Reach out to us, Mike, and give us your info. Remy, I'll hit you up on Instagram to get more information on your address there, my friend.
That's exciting.
All right. Well, I don't want to take up too much of John's time. John has a lot of covers. He's got a Gwen cover. He's got a Something's Killing the Children number 36, 37, and 45.
Wow.
I'm sure he's got like a couple of Moon Knights.
I was supposed to get
Let's go.
You know,
I think in my last 3 weeks, man, I think I did like 15 fully painted covers and things like that. So it's been nutty, but it's been fun. It's been fun and a blessed life.
And you deserve it, man. You absolutely deserve it. You have a fan following. We love you. The world loves you, dude. John, let everyone know how they can find you on the social medias, my friend.
Find me at www.orbitalharvest.com. That's my website. That's my portfolio site. There you'll find all my links. If you do a search for me, John Jang, G-I-A-N-G, all of my socials will come up. If they don't come up first, I will be really disappointed, so let me know.
And I really want to push this. John's got a lot of fantastic prints. Like, he's got that Optimus print. I actually picked that. I haven't highlighted myself on this show just yet. Look, right there. I actually have that Optimus print. I needed to get it, you know, and John's got it. So you guys head on over to orbitalharvest.com. Order yourself a print. John's got, look, you guys are trying to get his covers, but he's got prints also. Like, in reality, do you want to display the comic or do you want a big old print? I love the fact that I
have like the life-size booze on this top left.
Which one? Right here. Of course you would. Red, let everyone know how they can find you on the socials.
Find me here with the gang or with RKFA Comics, helping out Luke on his sales. And you'll find me at San Diego Comic Con next week. I'll be there all
Monday. I love it. Luke, let everyone know how they can find you on the socials.
Hit me up. RKFA Comics, baby. Join our group. Rare Key, first appearance. Come hang out.
On Facebook.
Facebook.
And we'll see you all next week.
And yeah, and then like, look, I wish I could go. I want to go.
God, who's all I'm going? So... Who's all going here?
Luke and Red, you guys are going.
Right? I wish.
Oh, Red's going. Red's gonna go there representing.
I didn't get a ticket. I didn't get a ticket.
Ah, dang it! All right, and then you can find me at E-Man's World of Geek on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. I've just dropped a couple of videos here on YouTube. You can always what? Oh, look, Maria's going. See.
Boom. Dude, if John needs a foot massager and a booth tender, I'll go.
I'm gonna start to request very outlandish services and see what I can get away with.
No, it's a matter of how comfortable you would be with said services, because Red would do it all.
You need help with that.
Zero shame. This asshole has zero shame.
It was all hypothetical until we saw proof just now.
don't ask for it to be weird. Red will make it weird. He will do it, and he will do it with a smile.
But again, all the weird before was just like talk. Now I see evidence, and I can't.
It was also
procured way too quickly too. Like he was like, yeah. "Yo, oh, right, here.
That guy right here, funny."
Stop, Red. Stop. All right, that's it for tonight, you guys. Thanks to everyone for coming by and hanging out. Thanks to the chat. Congratulations to the winners. We out. Talk to you guys later. Peace.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of the Seedless Villains Podcast. Your cultivators of the comic culture. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and email us at seedlessvillains@gmail.com. You can also leave us a voicemail or text us at 209-975-7597. Be sure to join Luke Week's Facebook group, Rare Keys and First Appearance Comics. And you can follow us on our two Instagram accounts, Seedless Villains and Seedless Villains Podcast. Lastly, follow the villains on their separate IG accounts at Luke Weeks, at C-List Villainous Red, at C-List E-Man, and I am at AJ the Comic Collector. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next episode.